As we start out, let's see if any of this seems vaguely familiar to you. Maybe for some people out there, you might remember, you know, one of those older gentlemen that you grew up with saying, "You know, back when I was a kid, and it got cold outside, we had to go down to the coal cellar. We had to pile all that. If we wanted to stay warm, what we had to do is we had to put the coal in. None of this fancy gas coming into your house or that electric stuff. No, that's not the way it worked." Or maybe, you know, to kind of fast forward a little bit, that it might be a little more relevant to people who are closer to my age. You know, I remember when I was in college, when I was in high school, and it came time for me to get on the computer, I had to get, what did they call it, that 8 1/4 inch floppy disk? Internet. There's no such thing as internet. You're going to plug this big old disk that's about the size of an old LP record into this whole thing, and into the reader, and you're going to sit there and you're going to wait for 25 minutes while your program downloads and hope, and I do mean hope, that it works the way it's supposed to on the green screen there. Thank you. It was just very, very different. The only reason I mention that is because a lot of times, you know, some of the stories we hear, even when, you know, a preacher like myself or when someone gets up, they might be kind of out of date for us. And in many ways, that's what's happening with the gospel reading that we have today. We don't live in the same society that Jesus and the people he was talking to at this Pharisee's house. We don't live in those times. So the idea that, you know, especially in a society like ours, which is so open, the idea that where somebody sits for dinner is so important that you can really make some very, very big enemies over something like that or cause people a lot of problems is something that we just don't get. It doesn't make sense to us in this, in the world. Unless, well, the only thing I can come up with that's even close is for any of you who have been married in the past 20, 30, 40, 50 years or so, or in the process of getting ready for a wedding, when you start seating people for the, for the reception, where are we going to put that crazy Uncle Tony who's always going to cause problems? Do we want to put him right up front, or do we want to stuff him in the back? You know, you get something like that. But, you know, it's just something that we don't get. Really, what Jesus is talking about today is he's asking us, where do we want to put our efforts into? Do we, and maybe putting this in a modern way, do we want to have 50,000 people, you know, following all of our personal media accounts? Do we want to have 20,000 friends who really don't know much about us? You know, do we want to be the person everybody looks at and goes, "Oh, look how great they are"? And, you know, we get those messages, you know, we might get them via the internet or something like that. I'm thinking mainly for the, you know, the rich and famous people that are, you know, that we see on the TV all the time, who really seem to have pretty rough lives, even though everybody lives on their everything that they do. You know, they have all these people that love what they do. But that's really what Jesus is saying today, is that's not what's important. What he's trying to show us is it's when we reach outside of ourselves, when we go to help those people who aren't the most privileged, who aren't those that everyone looks to, for, you know, that thinks they have such a great life. It's when we do that, when we humble ourselves and help others, and most importantly, allow God to help us, then we'll see the results that he talks about in the final part of his preaching today. You know, when he talks about, you know, you'll be much happier and you'll be much greater rewarded when you serve those who can't serve themselves, when you serve the poor, and when you feed and clothe all these people, you know, you invite the people who aren't going to be able to pay things back to you and you help them out, that's where you find real service. And brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, I can see, you know, I've seen that in my life. You know, in those times, like for example, you know, for 10 years before I became a priest, I had a regular career. I worked for a company called Dale Cole and Associates, and for 2 years in a row, two of the earlier years when I worked there, I was like the head manager. And it was nice, you know, I got a check, of course, you know, they usually do stuff like that. I got a couple of nice plaques, but I can remember at all the, you know, the yearly get-togethers for the whole company when I was walking up, I always thought, you know, yeah, okay, I'm getting this award, but really, what I did to earn this was I hired in the right people to work for me. I trained them to do what they were supposed to do, and I got out of the way. And sure, you know, it was nice to have that, but when I got right down to it, I thought, no, I'm really not the one that earned this. It was the people who were working for me. Now, what was neat was when I got promoted into district manager and higher management levels, and I got to see those people winning the awards, you know, that I had had before. That was really important for me, you know, because I really do believe that when we see the fruits of our work come true in other people, you know, to be helped, that's what God wants us to do. You know, because when you get right down to it, nobody out there, you know, you don't have nobody out there really is someone that we have to listen to about who we are. There's only one person really, and that person knows anyway and knows better that we are better people than even we think we are, and that's God. That's God himself. Jesus knows us. He knows all of our faults. He knows all the problems that we have, and he loves us anyway. And he gives us the power to go out and to help others around us. And that is where, when we can have in our own lives that sense that because of our commitment to Christ and with God's help, that we can go out and help other people, that, brothers and sisters, means more than any time you get your name in the newspaper for being the best about anything. You know, and that's what Jesus is trying to get his people to see. So let me ask you this. What is it that is, you know, from time to time, we let the cares of our own world and we let the idea of what's going on in our lives get in the way of what's really important? And that's allowing God to love us enough to go out and to help other people. What gets in the way? What gets in the way sometimes? So just kind of think about that. Sometimes what is it that gets in my way of being the person that God wants me to be, the person who helps others? And then think, well, why am I letting that get in the way? Because in the end, trust me, brothers and sisters, it's when you, and I know you all know this deep down in your hearts, it's when we reach out and we help others. That's when we see, as Jesus was telling us in the gospel today, that's when we can see the reward of the Father. That's when we can feel good about ourselves and also help those around us. What's holding you back, and why haven't you changed it?